From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Returning to chapter 4, Dr. Cairns focuses on verse 6 and the question, "What mean ye by these stones?" The reference is to God's instructions to Joshua to take 12 stones out of the dry riverbed and to set them up as a memorial on the Canaan side of Jordan. In addition, he was to set up a pillar of 12 stones in the riverbed itself. Both of these pillars were to remind Israel of what the Lord had done for them in bringing them out of Egyptian bondage into the Promised Land. They would be a means of instructing future generations of God's power and faithfulness. In dealing with this text, Dr. Cairns will set forth three observations, speaking of the past, the present, and the future for God's people. First, we'll see that the Lord intended these stones to be a perpetual reminder of His grace. The application goes beyond Israel's immediate situation to the lives of all of God's people in every generation. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the first portion of A Message in Stones. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
This morning's text comes from Isaiah 53 and verse 12. He was numbered with the transgressors. Why did Jesus suffer himself to be enrolled amongst sinners? This wonderful condescension was justified by many powerful reasons. In such a character, he could the better become their advocate. In some trials, there is an identification of the counselor with the client, nor can they be looked upon in the eye of the law as apart from one another. Now, when the sinner is brought to the bar, Jesus appears there himself. He stands to answer the accusation. He points to his side, his hands, his feet, and challenges justice to bring anything against the sinners whom he represents. He pleads his blood, and pleads so triumphantly, being numbered with them and having a part with them, that the judge proclaims, "Let them go their way. Deliver them from going down into the pit, for he hath found a ransom." Our Lord Jesus was numbered with the transgressors in order that they might feel their hearts drawn towards Him. Who can be afraid of one who is written in the same list with us? Surely we may come boldly to Him and confess our guilt. He who is numbered with us cannot condemn us. Was He not put down in the transgressors' list that we might be written in the red roll of the saints? He was holy and was written among the holy. We were guilty and numbered among the guilty. He transfers His name from yonder list to this black indictment, and our names are taken from the indictment and written in the roll of acceptance, for there is a complete transfer made between Jesus and His people. All our estate of misery and sin Jesus has taken, and all that Jesus has comes to us. His righteousness, His blood, and everything that He hath, He gives us as our dowry. Rejoice, believer, in your union to Him who was numbered among the transgressors, and prove that you are truly saved by being manifestly numbered with those who are new creatures in Him.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're returning this morning to the fourth chapter of the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 4. We're going to read together the first 7 verses and then take up the reading at verse 20. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests' feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Verse 20. And those stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you, until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, when he dried up from before us, until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Today I want to direct your attention to the text that everybody thought I was going to take last week. And that is verse 6 of Joshua chapter 4. Especially the question at the end of verse 6. What mean ye by these stones? God has given to every one of his creatures a voice to sound out his praise. Even the stones can speak after a manner. The Lord Jesus said, when his enemies were complaining about the praises raised to him by his disciples, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And as we study the subject, we find that stones speak in many ways. Perhaps the most recognizable way is the testimony that archaeology bears to Scripture. Indeed, one leading biblical archaeologist titled his book on that subject, The Stones Speak. And they speak of the historicity and of the genuineness of the biblical narrative at many points. It is a fascinating and intriguing subject, that again and again, where so-called scientific scholarship declared the history of the Bible, especially the Old Testament, to be merely mythological, something that had been invented over the long history of the Jews, archaeologists have found their own historical evidence that what was passed off as myth was indeed solid history. I find it a little amusing to read in an archaeology magazine, and indeed this was carried by the Associated Press and other agencies worldwide, that certain archaeological scholars had dug up the actual remains of the Hittite Empire, and they had actually dug up some remains of their worship and of their altars, and lo and behold, they found that the Bible was right all along. And they came to the startling conclusion, having looked at the evidence of the stones, they came to the startling conclusion that the history of the Bible, the Old Testament, may need to be taken a lot more seriously than they have taken it heretofore. The trouble with these clowns is that they take themselves seriously, and nobody else in the world should take them seriously. God's Word doesn't need the archaeologist to prove it. The archaeologist needs God's Word to prove him. And that's the exact state of affairs. But the stones do speak again and again and again to the historicity and the genuineness of the biblical narrative. Now, there's nothing new in the fact of the stones having a voice to speak for God. We have been reading just now a portion in which the Lord commanded Joshua to erect a monument, a pile of stones at Gilgal, to mark the miracle of how the Lord dried up the Jordan River and made a way for the children of Israel to pass over on dry land into the promised land. Now, that heap of stones, apparently so ordinary and so valueless, that heap of ordinary stones was meant to be a vital means of presenting and of maintaining God's truth in its purity, the message of God's grace among the people of Israel from generation to generation. These stones fulfilled a triple purpose. According to Joshua 4, they were a sign, they were a memorial, and they were a testimony. In other words, they were a reminder of the past. They were a witness for the present. And they were a message for the future. The Lord clarified all those functions in the words that I have taken as the text this morning. What mean ye by these stones? The stones were a perpetual witness to the almighty grace of God on behalf of all His people. And I want us to think of that for a few minutes this morning. The message of the stones, as we have that indicated here in Joshua chapter 4. And I want to make three very simple, but I think very far-reaching observations. Number one, the Lord intended His grace to be perpetually remembered. He intended His grace to be perpetually remembered. As soon as He had procured a safe passage for the children of Israel into Canaan, He had them erect this memorial stone or sign. He wanted this erected as a constant reminder to them and to all who would follow them of what He had done on their behalf. Now, if you learn anything from this, learn this, that the Lord purposed, and He took every step to ensure His purpose would be fulfilled. He purposed that His people should always remember the grace and the power, the saving might that He had displayed to bring them out of the wilderness and into the promised land. Now remember all that we have seen in the weeks that have gone into eternity as we have looked together in the opening chapters of Joshua. The work that is set before us there is a beautiful type or foreshadowing of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Joshua, indeed, is the Hebrew form of the name Jesus. The mighty work of Joshua, on many levels, prefigures the work of the Lord Jesus. That's not an imagination of mine. Hebrews chapter 4 draws a direct parallel between the work of the Old Testament Joshua and the work of the New Testament Joshua. And the apostle states it clearly that Joshua in the Old Testament did not bring the people into the final rest. The Lord Jesus does that. Joshua's work is a foreshadowing of the work of the Lord Jesus. But that foreshadowing certainly has a lot to teach us. The point that I want to emphasize right now is simply this, that just as the Lord intended Israel always to remember the work that he did through Joshua in opening up the Jordan, so he intends us to remember forever the work of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.